Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Crowder Show is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Yesterday, Crowder, I know you were off, and Hawk is off. He'll be back tomorrow. But Hawk kind of leaned into the Hawk Chos bit again.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he's very upset with Ryan and Casey, your friends at Funky Buddha, the founders of the tap room, and he did the thing again where he just ripped them for not having nachos. So I'm going to plug them the way that they would want to be plugged, and talk about Funky Buddha. 5 o'clock hours brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap. The spot to watch Florida Panthers games. Our next official watch party is coming up. We'll have more info on that for you. Plus, brand new releases in the tap room over the past couple weeks. Rise and Grind and Imperial Cream Ale with coffee, natural caramel, and vanilla flavors. Mm. And you know what's coming up soon, right, Crowder?
Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival. It's on my calendar already.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got to try. I haven't had the Rise and Grind yet. You know I'm going to jump on that. I like me a good old-fashioned ale.
And this weekend, January 18th, they have their Ride Then Vibe with Bikes and Beers at Funky Buddha. It's a cycling event that features 15, 30, and 45-mile rides that depart from and return to the tap room, traveling through Fort Lauderdale. More info, funkybuddha.com. That's this Saturday, the 18th.
I'll meet y'all back at the tap room. I ain't riding no bike, no 50.
You just muted yourself. I'm with you though. Like, people just pick up riding bike now. More and more people are doing this. And bro, 45 miles. It is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. And Davey, on a Sunday morning, bro, it'll be 70 of them bastards riding down the side of the road, cut a whole lane off.
Yeah.
Get out of my way. I'm trying to get to the Dunkin' Donuts. I want an almond croissant. You over here riding the bike 7 a.m. Yeah, no, I told you. I used to do the Dolphin Cancer Challenge.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. I used to do it.
You cheated, right?
The story's going to.
Didn't you tell us you cheated?
No, the story's going to take this downhill. You know who cheats is Mark Duper. Mark Duper gets an electric bike. Duke gets an electric bike that you pedal once and it charges and it. And it rides for like a half a mile on one pedal. So, yeah, Mark Duper's the cheater.
That's not cheating, though, man. Like, you still have to push the pedals.
But you push it. You do one rotation, and it rides at like 15 miles per hour for a mile.
Damn.
It's the crazy. I ended up riding around the stadium when I saw what he was doing, and it's very cool. I did the it's like a 12-mile 1 year, and I barely finished. Did at the end, old grandmas were riding past me, asked me, was I okay? And then John Offerdahl, he was like, hey, come out to Fort Lauderdale, do the 40 mile. It's no big deal. Da, 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 da. I stopped at a gas station and then bought an IPA. And I was sitting there and I called the dolphin lady and told her where I was. I was like, man, send a van. I was cramping up. I needed a beer, man. Thank God. Honestly, I think I got a hop gun. I stopped at a gas station to buy a hop gun because my body broke down on me and my body runs on hop guns.
Right. Like most people would need electrolytes. You needed hops. Like you literally needed alcohol to keep you going.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, my hamstring tightened up. I said, yep, I need a hop gun. I got to get me a Floridian right now. My hamstring tightened up.
I think when you muted yourself, you knocked your microphone off the computer because I don't think you're connected right now. So you work on that while I get us started with headlines. We have to catch up because
settings. We've
been late. Yeah, you don't have to talk it out, though. I mean, you know what to do. You go to settings, you connect Blue, Snowball.
Snowball. I'm back now.
There we go. This is funny. Before we get to headlines, Crowder, thanks again to Clay Ferreiro, who joined us to talk about the Jimmy situation. And it sounds like Clay is rooting for chaos, which I think outside of like hardcore Heat fans and obviously the Miami Heat, I think most people are because it's what you normally get when Jimmy Butler wants out of a situation. It's just all hell breaks loose, chaos, and it seems like we're close to that. But Haslam was on NBA Today this afternoon on ESPN, and I saw it out of the corner of my eye in one of our TVs, and I found it interesting that he would choose today of all days or this week of all weeks to be on ESPN because you remember Pat Riley also told Udonis Haslam, you know, basically shut the bleep up when you're on national TV. Don't start calling for Tyler Hero to be a sixth man. Like, keep some state secrets, UD, you know? Like,
stay in the house.
Yeah. They asked him about the Jimmy Butler situation, and Anthony Chang of the Herald, I didn't get to watch it, but he tweeted out, Haslam did say this, quote, "I'll say this, guys. There's one thing that we do say. You're either in or you're out, and there's no in between. That's what I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave it at that." But he also did say, I watched the clip, "You'd have a better opportunity of watching me wrestle an alligator than you would catching me talking about this on ESPN right now."
Yeah, UD ain't dumb now.
Yeah, he's not trying to mess up his check, man.
Bro, I'm telling, just to the point of UD, who is a man's man. That's my ace. I'm being UD a type. You're not going to win chicken with Pat Riley.
Yeah.
In this organization, in life, you're not going to win a game of chicken with Pat. Pat is pushing the gas and closing his eyes. You better turn. And this is what Jimmy's trying to do right now. I don't know what Jimmy's out. I don't know if he's really playing this out strategically, but you're not winning the game with Pat Riley playing chicken.
Yep. Nah, I'm with you 100%. We'll talk a little bit about the NFL playoffs during headlines here. Headlines, by the way, are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Just because we were talking about the trade that Shams Charania reported, and I thought Clay corrected me very well when he said, because I viewed this as Phoenix is making moves. They're opening up opportunity to figure out how to trade for Jimmy Butler. And maybe that is happening, but Clay's take was like, or they realize it's not happening, so let's go get some help. They send out 3 second-round picks to Charlotte, and they only get 1 second-round pick in return. That doesn't seem like a team compiling assets to go trade for a whale. That's all. This could happen in the next hour. Who knows? But sending out more second-round picks than you're receiving does not seem like a move you're making to try to get assets together to go trade for a super or a quote-unquote superstar, a star-level player. Doesn't seem like a move that would that would precede a Jimmy Butler trade.
And this whole thing with Jimmy, that he can't get back for him what they want. Jimmy doesn't want to play for us. I think, like you said, with Clay wanting chaos, Solana, I think it's inevitable. Yeah. There's about to be chaos.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Jimmy said go to hell. The Heat said go to hell. There's two people telling each other to go to hell.
Yeah, unless, you know, they just reach an agreement where Jimmy's like, all right, I'll stay home and you pay me. And the Heat are like, all right, that's our best case scenario. You know, I don't think they want to do that because the reports – from multiple outlets are that the Heat have no interest in paying somebody $48.5 million to go stir coffee and design cold foam on top of espressos. Like, I get it. But maybe that would be the best course of action for both sides, because, like I've told you a million times, I get why Jimmy has no reason to go out there and play good soldier. I get it. But how if you're a head coach, can you really go in every game not knowing whether you're getting the guy you got at the beginning of the year or the guy you got versus the Pelicans in Indiana, which, you know, had no interest in helping you win the game? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how you can maneuver a season that way, or the rest of a season that we're not even at the halfway point yet, Crowder.
And Clay brought up another good point too. I didn't think about. Remember, there was a 10-page, because the NBA Players Association, they you know, whatever they yeah, they filed the fine.
They filed a grievance against the suspension because it's an unpaid suspension. That stuff takes a while to kind of come. To go through the litigation or whatever.
Yeah.
And Tim Hardaway Sr.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Hardaway Sr. was on SiriusXM over the weekend and was like, he ripped Jimmy and he said Pat Riley put together a 10-page memo to the NBA of all of Jimmy's transgressions.
Yes. And so if Jimmy, they're not going to pay him not to be there, which the Heat already said, we're not into paying somebody $48 million to sit home. So you're going to play. If you come out and BS in the corner, we're going to, and that's what Clay said. Clay was like, obviously they're documenting everything.
Yeah.
So they're not just going to take this litigation stuff simply. So, and I said it too, Jimmy plays so damn hard. His style of play is so energetic. If he's not Jimmy, everybody in the world can see it.
Yeah.
It'll be chaos. Alana, get ready for chaos, pre-heat. Get ready for chaos. This is going to get crazy.
It is. Which was my message. I know it kind of got lost because Hawk and I started yelling at each other, but that was what I felt the next day. Like, after that Pacers game, the Heat suspend them, and I go back, I watch the game, I'm like, this wasn't a case of somebody fatigued. This was a case of, bleep you guys, give me my money, or until you do, I'm not playing hard. And that, you know, truthfully, just didn't sit right with me. Crowder, let's run through the lines of the NFL playoff games. I know we're going to do it a million times between now and Friday at 6 p.m., but just some early lines of divisional round weekend in the NFL. Houston, Kansas City. You want to guess? I don't know if you already have your bets in. Like, I don't know. But Houston, Kansas City.
I saw. I'm going to try to get the early lines after last week. Houston, KC. I saw it at 8.
8.5 right now. KC, a home favorite.
I think Houston can keep it close, but I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid with 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Me neither. Washington on the road at Detroit.
Ooh. 5.
9.5. Detroit favorites at home.
I might bet the Commanders.
Yeah.
I might bet the command. 9.5 is a big number for a division around.
That's crazy. And this, all these games outside of Buffalo, Baltimore, which is essentially a toss-up. Buffalo is +1 at home, which is crazy. They're 14-3, and they're a point dog at home after blowing out the Denver Broncos. The Philadelphia Eagles are 6-point favorites at home against the Rams, who beat a 14-win team as well, dominated them. Like, that's it. I know the Eagles have balled. Saquon Hurts is back. Like, I'm not taking anything away from them, but that's crazy. Almost a touchdown favorite versus the Rams, who just proved to you they belong in the playoffs. That's crazy too. Some of these lines are a little wacky.
I think it is. The only dog I would even think about taking was the Commanders to win it.
Right.
Money line would be the Commanders. I think the Eagles are, even though the Rams, like, they're good, the style of play is crazy. The Commanders are I think that's the one. They're every playoffs, there's that sneak up team. I think this year it's Jaden Daniels and the Commanders is that sneak up team where they're in the NFC Championship. We're like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, but we saw this last year with the Texans. Like, the Commanders this year are the Texans of last year, where I mean, everybody loves C.J. Stroud. They had to go into Baltimore after winning a playoff game on the road, and they hung tight, but at the end, like, they just weren't good enough. But I'll tell you what, if the NFC Championship game, if we get two upsets, and it's not going to happen, but if it was, Washington versus the Rams, Roger Goodell is going to have a breakdown, man. He's literally going to – because you have the possibility of having Detroit, Philadelphia – as the NFC Championship game, and you don't get it, like that would be tough for the NFL. Yeah.
Commanders, Rams, I might go fishing. I don't want to watch that game. I'm good.
The Panthers did win yesterday. Of course, they're back at home tomorrow. And then tonight, Heat Lakers. It ends a 6-game road trip. Final game of Jimmy Butler's suspension, 10 p.m. at crypto.com arena in Los Angeles. I was trying to see if there's any update on Bam, but doesn't look like there is. He's questionable. He missed their last game. With no Bam tonight would be tough.
Curtains.
Yeah. Ah, I don't know about curtains. The Lakers, they got blown out the other night against San Antonio. Like, they're not exactly running through the NBA right now, but it would be tough.
We still have a problem with Bron, or it's all in the past?
Nah, we don't have a problem with Bron.
I do. I was just looking for allies.
I mean, I'm Team Petty, but, like, whatever at this point. We have bigger fish to fry.
Lies.
Yeah. You want to guess the line? Lakers hosting the Heat tonight in L.A.
Oh, Lakers. Single digits, but six and a half?
Yeah, five. Lakers -5 right now. Yeah. Player props.
And actually, if Bam plays, I take the Heat. But if Bam's out, I'm not touching it.
Bam is listed 16.5 over under. Anthony Davis, you want to guess?
21.
24.5. Jeez.
Ooh.
Oh, forget this. They don't even have Nikola Jokic listed. What the hell? Come on, Hard Rock.
Oh, goodness gracious. Come on. Lana, you are building this ant pile, and I don't know where you're going with it, but this Nikola Jokic.
Your weather from the Devesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is a crisp 69 degrees right now.
Nice.
Give away.
Yeah, Jimmy's not paying attention at all. I do have to give
Jimmy sleep.
The $50 gift card away. I said 69 degrees, Jimmy. 69 degrees.
Nice.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you. Caller
did
number.
Did you turn the mic on and say giveaway?
He did. I told him to do that if I forgot to give away the Twin Peaks gift card. But I was getting there.
Jimbo, you run out of juice after about 3 hours, don't you?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I need a screwdriver.
He doesn't listen, bro. He doesn't listen. It's crazy. It's crazy.
He runs out of juice, man.
Crowder, we have a chance for somebody to call in right now, a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks to eat, drink, and watch the football playoffs, Heat Panthers, and more. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. What caller number?
What's Nikola Jokic?
5. All right, there we go. Caller number 5 right now, 305-567-0560, wins a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks. More Hawkman and Crowder in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Hawk and Crowder.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap, and we had some good vibes today, man. We really did. Other than Jimmy not listening, of course, we had some good vibes today. I appreciate all our guests who joined us, and unfortunately, we have to get out of here because Joe Zagacki is up next. Hurricane Hotline right here on WQAM. I want to make sure Josie has all the time he needs to talk about Carson Beck, and I'm sure he's going to talk a little bit about the hell's going on with Canes hoops, man. No bueno, 0-6 in conference play. Just a reminder, tonight, the Heat, they're in action. It's a 10 p.m. tip-off final West Coast game. I'll be live at 8:45 with pre-Heat. Dorian Finney-Smith is out for the Lakers. No update on Bam yet. He's still questionable. He'll probably be a game-time decision again, but Dorian Finney-Smith, who his wife, or his fiance, I should say, actually posted that they had the birth of their child yesterday. So it makes all the sense in the world. He's out for personal reasons. No DFS for the Lakers. Again, that's tonight, 10 p.m. Thank you very much to Zach Elb, who joined us. I appreciate Aronde Gadsden, who was, he was feeling it today, man. Love OG. And Clay Ferrero joined us. He was excellent as well. Hawk is back tomorrow, by the way. He was off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Crowder will be here as well. I'll be here. Jimmy will be here in the studio as well. Appreciate everybody who tuned in. Go Heat tonight. Hawk and Crowder will speak to you mañana. I will speak to everybody tonight, 8:45. Adios, Miami.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.